الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In this world we experience both successes and failures, and in the moment it often feels like success is the ultimate success and failure is the ultimate failure. But it really never is that way. You know, if we dig back into our own lives and we think about all of those times where we experienced some notion of success, you know, in the moment it feels like this is the most important thing to me. And because I achieved this success, this is the ultimate form of success. But then there's always this possibility of failure occurring later in life. You know, for instance, the cycle of life, it just sort of continues. You're in high school, fail an exam, and you think this is the end. And then what happens? Somehow, some way, you end up graduating, you get a diploma, and you think, wow, this is success. The joy, the diploma, the certificate that I received on this day, this is success. And then you start college, and then in college there's a midterm, you fail that midterm, or you do very poorly in that midterm, and you think, wow, this is what it means to fail. And there's no way I'm getting out of this one. You know, there's no way I can recover from this. And then somehow we end up getting a college degree, and then we think, wow, I'm elated. I never thought I would get to this point. You know, then you have an interview for a job, and you blow the interview, and you don't get the job. You think, wow, I'm never going to succeed in life, right? And then what happens? You have a child, and then you think, oh, subhanAllah, what an amazing feeling. I never knew this is what success really meant. So it's this constant back and forth, back and forth, back and forth between success and failure, or you can say cycle of success then failure. Because with every success we experience, there's always this possibility of failure that can come after it. And with every failure that we experience, there's always this possibility of success that can come after. And it's not actually just a possibility, this is just life. It's this constant cycle of success, then failure, and success, then failure. And in the moment we think, this is it, right? Be it success or failure, only to realize that, okay, this actually isn't it. There's more to come. And we just go through life this way. You know, there's so many examples of this if we look around. Something as simple as, you know, or at such a large scale, we have these NBA teams that compete every single year for this championship. And, you know, it comes down seasons worth of efforts, and now the playoffs begin, and then toward the end of the playoffs, and now the finals begin, or, you know, take whichever sport. Now the finals begin, and, you know, everyone's talking about how if we get this ring, this is the ultimate success, right? And then eventually one team triumphs, one team fails. One team succeeds, one team fails. The team that's succeeding is thinking there is no better feeling, there's no more success than we can experience than this. And the team that is failing, has lost, is, you know, crying, you know, on the sidelines or at the end of the game, thinking, wow, this is the ultimate failure. We're never going to recover from this. And then what happens? You know, 10, 11 months later, they're right back on the court, and they're the same two teams are now playing one another again. The team that thought they would never be able to fail is now seeing failure before their very eyes. And the team that thought they would never be able to succeed is now seeing the possibility of success before their very eyes. So in the moment, it feels like this is it. For anything, you know, we in our own lives, you know, we think that this is success or this is failure, only to realize, and over time, we ask people that are more senior in their life, they'll say, you know, this, there's no such thing. I mean, it's just this constant repetitive cycle of success, failure. And in other words, what it means is we don't know what it's like to experience lasting success, nor do we know what it's like to experience lasting failure. Right? We actually, as human beings, we don't know what it's like to experience lasting success, nor do we truly know what it means to experience lasting failure. Because those experiences are only going to come once. They're yet to come. It's only going to occur once. And it'll either be that we are truly successful, or it'll either be that we have truly failed. There's no possibility, and there's no cycle. And there's no experiencing both. It's going to be one, or it's going to be the other, essentially, in a nutshell, is what it is. And all of these successes and failures that we're experiencing in this life, these are just a taste, a sense, so that we can know, so we can get a glimpse of what success may feel like and what failure may feel like. Not that these are ultimate successes or failures. And those, and the true experience will be on the day of judgment, right? Eventually, this life, this world will just be closed up like a board game. Close up the board game. Now it's all, everyone's done. Everyone's now passed away. The world has come to an end. And all of the previous successes and failures of the dunya that we thought to be meaningful and important and everlasting and so significant have all now come to a close. And now we before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now comes the decision of success or failure. And this time, it's not, in this time when we're feeling in the moment, oh, this is really what it means to be successful, the same experience we had in this world, this time it actually is exactly what we're feeling. And if it's a matter of failure, this time it's actually the emotions that come with failure, this time these are real. And this time if I do indeed fail, it actually means complete failure. Because in Arabic we call this term falah, means success. And Allah Ta'ala mentions this in the Quran, this idea of falah, which is the ultimate success. Because true success is that after which there is no possibility of failure again. What success is it, whether I get a particular degree or I earn a certain income or I drive a certain car or I have a certain square footage house or I have so many children or I live in certain parts of the world or I come from certain backgrounds? What success is it if there's always the possibility of failure afterward? Right? What success is that? And similarly, what failure is it, no matter how difficult my life is, how, you know, maybe I don't have an income, maybe I don't have a job, maybe I don't have good health, maybe I don't have all of these things, but there's always this possibility of success after. I can always regain any of these things. How is that true failure? Now, in the akhirah, it'll be different, because that's when we're actually going to see what true success and true failure is like. And what's incredible is Allah Ta'ala actually describes the response that we'll have in the hereafter, whether we are people of success or failure. And I'm going to share those two responses because they're particularly important for us in this day and age when there's so much confusion about what matters and what doesn't, and what's relevant and what isn't relevant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of the people who will fail in the hereafter. تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْثِ كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجِ. That on that day, there will be the people who have failed will then be thrown, right, in foes, like in groups, will be thrown into essentially the fire of hell. سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. It'll be asked of them. سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. You know, sometimes when we, in life, right, if we, let's say we have an important exam coming up and we didn't study for it, right? And then afterward, we do really poorly on it. And then maybe our parents will ask us, well, they see that, you know, we didn't put any effort in. And they ask, didn't you see this coming? Like, wasn't there some, I mean, you didn't put any effort in. You couldn't have been oblivious to this, you know? So we get asked that question. You know, sometimes we see our friends, they have an important job interview coming up. And you're like, this is the most important opportunity that you have, right? And then that person's like hanging out the day before. They're not preparing at all. They're not learning about the company. They're not studying the job description. They're not, you know, comparing other opportunities so that they have something to talk about. And then you see them the day before and you're like, what are you doing, man? And then the person doesn't get the job and you ask them the day after, of course. I mean, didn't you know this was going to happen? Like, weren't you given, you know, some sort of notice? Like, this isn't rocket science. Of course you weren't going to succeed. So it says in the Quran, سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. It'll be asked of them, weren't you sent a warner? It'll be asked, meaning there'll be people like at the gates, right, that Allah Ta'ala has appointed, not people, but there'll be Allah Ta'ala will appoint. And they'll ask, were you not sent a warner? Were you not sent a warner? Like, is this a surprise to you? And then they'll respond, right? They'll say, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيدِ. مَا كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيدِ. They say, بَلَا, most certainly we were sent a warner. Right? This failure that's now come to us, We knew this, like, it's not that this is completely out of left field for us. There was a warner, and it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلْ. Had we not just listened, and had we not just reflected or thought, I shouldn't say reflected, contemplated about this. If we did that, we wouldn't be in this situation today. Because this is what ultimate failure is. This is what ultimate failure is, because what worse failure is there than to be placed in the fire of Jahannam? It doesn't matter what we experience in this world, nothing will compare to that experience, period. And what's interesting is that we'll say, and may Allah protect us, maybe inshallah it'll never, we hope and pray that it will not be us. But it comes in the Quran. It's interesting because initially we're asked, were you not sent a warner? Then we will say, right, or human beings that are thrown into fire will say, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ وَنَعْقِلُ. Had we not listened, listen meaning five senses, right? Five senses, we didn't take it into our ears, this idea that there is an Allah and there's a hereafter and that this whole world is just a test. أَوْ نَعْقِلُ. Nor did we contemplate. Like, had we at least listened, if we didn't, I mean, there's different layers here. There's the five senses and there's aql, and on top of that comes wahi. And here, the response is, had we just listened, and had we just contemplated, because if we did these two things, this would have been very clear to us on this day. So, this is the response of people that have experienced, or that will experience, failure after which there is no possibility of success. Right? So, we should be mindful of this. We should use the failures that we experience in this life simply as a reminder, not that these are, you know, there's always a chance of coming back from any difficulty in this world. There's always a chance to bounce back from a bad test, from a bad exam, from a bad interview, from the loss of a loved one. There's always a chance to come back. There's always a chance to rebound. It happens to everyone, right? I mean, most people that are successful in this world, you read their stories, you read their biographies, you listen to their interviews, and they will say that there was a low point in their life where they experienced extreme difficulties, and it was only because of those difficulties were they able to learn from their mistakes and then eventually climb and then reach this pinnacle of what we call dunya, right? So that's the dunya. But when it comes to the akhirah, we only have one chance. And we don't want to be from that group that has regret on that day and says, why didn't we just listen? And why didn't we just think about this? Because if we did, we would have made this life, we would have lived this life for its true purpose. Now on the flip side, another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. That the people that were pious and had demonstrated, or were people of taqwa, of God consciousness, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. They will be taken toward Jannah in Zumara, like in these you know, large groups will be taken toward Jannah. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ. So these people will now will be taken, and the doors will be open for them. The doors will be flung open for them, for the people that have now experience true success after which there is no possibility of failure. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ. Now, the gatekeeper will then say, not what were you thinking, was there not a warner? It was, salam, peace be upon you. طِبْتُمْ, glad tidings be for you. فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. And enter amongst, and enter with those who have now entered خَالِدِينَ. And when it comes in the Quran, refers to permanent entry. Right, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will enter into it. We've heard this in the Quran. It's permanent entry, meaning permanent success. When I get into the college of my dreams or the university of my dreams, that's not permanent success. That's 4 years of potentially more trial and tribulation, or maybe success. When I get the job that I've been dreaming of, when I get the home that I've been dreaming to live in, that's not ultimate. That's not خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. I'm not going to live in this home and enter into it for 100 years or 200 years or 300 years. Max, I may be there 20 or 30 years. Right? I'm not going to have this job that I'm so elated about, that I'm thinking this is the most successful thing I've ever done. I'm guaranteed I'm not going to be working at this place for more than 100 years. So no matter what success I'm experiencing, it's not true, complete success. So here, فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, enter among with those who have entered now permanently, meaning they've achieved success after which there is no possibility of failure. وَقَالُوا, and then they will say, Meaning the people that have entered Jannah. Look at the response and look how it differs from the look at the response of the people of success and compare it to the response of the people that have failed.
وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعَدَهُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا.
The people will say, not nice job, job well done. They'll say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, hadana lihada, who had guided me to this. Meaning, immediately after I've experienced even the most eternal and everlasting form of success, I'm immediately attributing this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ.
And had it not been for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's no way I ever would have reached this point. I never would have been guided to this. Right? I mean, it's purely the mercy and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has allowed me to experience such an amazing success. So, we should reflect upon this, right? I mean, we're so fortunate to be able to see the future. Look, you know, as much as people would like to see what's going to happen next year, no one knows. I mean, today everyone's talking about, you know, one thing and then there's a possibility of X. People say the economy is going to go in one direction, it might end up in another direction. People say the weather is going to go in one direction, it may end up in a... We don't actually know, no one knows the future. Except us as believers, because Allah Ta'ala has given us glimpses into the future and the statements of the people of the future. Like, if Allah Ta'ala is saying, this is what people are going to say who enter Jannah, and this is what people are going to say that enter Jahannam, this is absolute certainty. We're very fortunate that we have a glimpse into this and what the responses are going to be. So we should also reflect upon this ourselves. So for us, the lessons that we take from this, the first is that successes and failures in this life, they come and go. They're cyclical. We experience a success, it'll be followed by a failure. We experience a failure, it'll always be followed by a success. There is no one in this world who's just stuck in failure or stuck in success. This is not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed this world. In fact, people who are successful use failures to drive their success. And if a person rides too long on their success without experiencing failure, even their success will be stunted, right? Because this is just the nature of this world. And even though in the moment it may seem like success is ultimate success, and it might seem like failure is ultimate failure, there is no possibility of this in this world. This will only happen in the Akhirah. True success will be on the Day of Judgment, and true failure will be on the Day of Judgment. That's point number one. Take home point number one. Take home point number two is that the only true failure is in not listening to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look, it'll be asked, were you not sent a warner? To the people that have experienced failure, the question they're asked is, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ? Were you not sent a warner? And then the response of those people will be, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ? Had we not just listened, had we not just contemplated on this? Meaning, if we just listen to what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling us, that this world is just a mirage, that we're only here for a finite period of time, and that in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this world is nothing, and that deeds are everything. If we had just listened, and if we had just contemplated the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we wouldn't be in this mess today. So true. Or true failure is in not listening or contemplating upon the instructions and the examples of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that'll be true regret, right? You know, we regret many things in this world. We regret, why didn't I pay more attention when I was younger? Why didn't I, you know, think twice before crossing that red light, which then caused me to have an accident that I'm now dealing with many years later. We regret many things, but the ultimate regret will be in not following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the third is that for us, our only true success is in performing deeds that'll benefit us in the Akhirah. Our only true success will be in performing deeds that will benefit us in the Akhirah. Any other success although it's, you know, at times it's important to celebrate these successes and it does motivate us, ultimately, if success is defined by us performing deeds that will allow us to succeed in the hereafter. And when we do succeed in this, we immediately turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him. Like a true seeker who's seeking Allah ta'ala's pleasure, not only do they strive in the path of Allah, but they, when they do succeed in this regard, they immediately attribute the success not to themselves, not to anyone else, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, if on the day of judgment, or if when we're placed in Jannah, right, we're attributing this ultimate success to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha, then we can only imagine, we can extrapolate from this that even in this world, if we do anything right, where we have the tawfiq to recite Quran, we have the tawfiq to come to Maghrib in the masjid, we have the tawfiq to sit in the company of righteous people, we have the tawfiq to give our wealth in the path of Allah, we have the tawfiq to spend our time in the path of Allah. If we've been given this tawfiq rather than patting ourselves on the back for this success, and it is truly a success to be able to do these, a true success compared to most other successes, but rather than pat ourselves on the back, we attribute it to Allah so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us more such opportunities to praise Him. So we should reflect upon this and we should truly put into perspective what we have defined for ourselves and what we as a community have defined as success and failure. I can tell you that what we as a community have defined as success is not what true success is. And it's not the success the Prophet ﷺ highlighted for us. And what we as individuals and as communities have defined what failure is, you know, we think about failure in so many ways and we constantly attack ourselves for not being more successful in these things that we're striving in, when ultimately success is in our deeds and in our ability to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what true success is. So we should critically evaluate these things and aim to be successful eternally in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to decipher between true success and true failure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to listen to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every statement that he's made and every example that he's set forth. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever experiencing the failure of the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.